VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis and Italy. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, who reports on the pandemic for this last year. But now Ukraine crisis has crashed into the European headlines. And it's important to begin with what Ukraine means to Italy's recovery. You will recall that in the first days and months of the pandemic, the north of Italy, where the manufacturing, where the growth is, Lombardia, all across Italy, badly damaged by the virus. That recovery is underway. The European Union and others have lent money and provided support for Italy to recover under the Prime Minister, Mario Draghi. But now, Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. If I understand correctly, the finance ministry in Italy is preparing to downgrade Italy's expectations of growth this year. This is not a surprise, but still it is a disappointment. What have we learned about the expectations? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, our Minister of Finance, Mr. Franco, made a speech at the Parliament to update about the economical situation, considering what is happening in Ukraine. And unfortunately, he is expecting a downgrade of our growth rate, which was planned before the Ukrainian crisis started at 4%. Still one of the best growth rate across the European Union countries. And now he's speaking about the risk of downgrading down to 2.6% of growth. Don't forget that in 2020, Italy lost 10% of our GDP, and we had a rebound of 6 point something, which was the best growth rate in 2021 across all the European Union countries.
The other countries in Europe I speak to chiefly look at what they call the cost of living, the inflation number, as a way of measuring their recovery from the pandemic. The supply chain, the bounty of cash that people saved during the pandemic, and also energy prices. Do you see sharply higher energy prices in Italy now, and is it reflected in your food prices? I understand there's a pasta shortage somewhere.
Well, absolutely. There is an impact to the price due to the strong increase of the energy. You know that Italy doesn't have any energy inside the country apart a few percentage related to gas, and of course our growth plan in terms of renewable energy. We import the most of the energy. We rely upon 16% of our need from Russian gas supply. The cost of gas increased dramatically. I would say compared to the pre-COVID time, we are talking about an increase of price to the family of 300%. So it's a very incredible amount of increase. The same apply to the fuel cost. So this, of course, has an impact to all the logistics, supply the goods, and of course the people at the market now spend at least 20-25% more than what they were used to pay, let's say, until January this year. And this, of course, is bringing our authorities to consider the risk of a very critical combination of, let's say, the risk of being back to a sort of recession time with a very high growth rate of inflation, what they call stagflation.
Yes.
It's a very difficult term to say. And this is really a sort of nightmare. And we do hope that will not happen.
More nightmares. I understand that right now the authorities are looking very carefully at the assets that the Russian oligarchs, now under sanction, have stored or normally keep in Italy. And President Zelensky of Ukraine is calling on Italy to do the right thing and take away these perks. One in particular is a yacht said to be worth $500 million or some ridiculous number called Scheherazade. It's said to be at San Remo. Where is San Remo? Where is it from where you are in Genoa?
Well, let's say that just to give you an understanding, I am on the west side of the Mediterranean Sea across all the Italian peninsula. San Remo is more west to Genoa, 1 hour and a half driving from here. Then there are also other yachts being confiscated temporarily in the other side, on the east side, on the Adriatic side, nearby Trieste, close to the border of Slovenia. So there were, if I remember, 4 yachts, luxury yachts, being confiscated now, plus villas and property in Sardinia. You know that Italy is a very beautiful country also for holidays, cruising the beautiful islands and archipelagos along all the coast of the Italian peninsula. And the amount of properties confiscated to Russian oligarch amounts to something around $850 million. But what is amazing is that yacht in Marina di Carrara, which is opposite the side of San Remo with respect to Genoa, that is the center of gravity of the western coast of the Tyrrhenian Sea. In that small town, a very beautiful area, by the way, there is a shipyard that was making a refit of this very luxury yacht. The cost of this yacht is estimated in the order of the same amount of the properties confiscated up to now in Italy on all the oligarchs, and is expected to be owned by Putin, according to the latest report.
Yes, Putin's yacht is named Scheherazade, said to be, as Lorenzo indicated, worth towards $1 billion. And right now, it is not leaving Italy. It is in custody. There are some mysteries attached to it. But in any event, Italy's in the fight to visit the sanctions upon the oligarchs, especially the one driving this war. Italy's also in the fight. Mario Draghi is calling upon China to lend its offices to bring peace. Mario Draghi's being outspoken, Lorenzo, if I read carefully, that he regards Ukraine as a threat to Italy's security. Is this an opinion shared throughout Italy? Is all of Italy ready to do its part in the years ahead where national security will be emphasized and expensive?
Well, Mr. Draghi, our prime minister, delivered a speech yesterday to the parliament in preparation of the European Council meeting and in preparation also of the meeting with the Mr. Biden, who is coming to Europe. So he touched some of the top critical points right now in the political agenda of Italy and of course, of all the other European partners. And clearly, the Ukrainian crisis is one of the points. And he made a clear statement about China not supporting at all Russia, indeed supporting all the effort to achieve an agreement between the two parties, Ukraine and Russia. The second point is about energy. We are back to the first question you made about Italy dropping its growth rate. Energy is a critical point, not only for Italy, but also for other European countries, and is urging an agreed policy across the European country to, let's say, moderate or keep under control the cost of energy in an harmonized way and avoid speculation. So these are 2 points. The third point he added is that he's prepared to accept a common approach to defense and security,
right,
by strengthening the investment on certain strategic assets, starting from satellite, the control of the airspace by satellites.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Genoa, not that far from the Scheherazade superyacht, no longer said to be free to roam with oligarchs such as Putin, but now being watched very carefully by the Italian government. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.